The current situation is that we've had gritters out since 4 o'clock this morning on all our main routes. They're doing a second run this morning because we've still got some areas that are a bit icy on those main routes. Once they've completed that, they're moving on to what we call our secondary routes. So a number of roads into sort of some of the villages, some of the bus routes, etc. So they'll be out all morning gritting roads in the county.
And do you know roughly how many miles of roads they're going to be treating today?
The main roads that they're doing is about 1,300 miles. And then on top of that, it's probably about another 1,300 of our secondary routes.
Obviously, a lot of people either were stuck in or saw the disruption from yesterday. We knew the snow was on the way. Why did it cause so many problems on Kent's roads?
It was the worst case scenario, really, because we had a band of very heavy rain coming from the west, crossing to the east. And that rain then rapidly turned to the snow. Literally, you could see it one second it was rain, the next second it was snow. And of course, we can't grit in the heavy rain because the salt just gets washed away. So we have to wait until that rain stops before we can then start the routes. And some routes take 2 to 2.5 hours. So as soon as the rain stops, the guys were out there on the roads.
So other than treating all the roads this morning, what's the plan for the rest of the day and overnight? Are we likely to see temperatures drop again?
Temperatures are going to drop again tonight, but it won't be anything like as bad. And we've got a lot of salt down on the roads. But we've also got crews out today hand salting key areas of footways and everything. So in some of the towns, there will be crews out there dealing with some of those worst areas as well.
Any advice you'd like to give for drivers who are heading out and about today?
It's really the same advice as we try and give all the time, is just please take extra care out there, allow extra time. Even when we've salted some roads, there are still areas of black ice where you get a bit of wash off, etc. So don't assume that just because we've salted a road that road is going to be perfect. Just allow extra time, keep your distance and take extra care, please.